20. Jared Kushner's unorthodox ties to foreign leaders and regular conversations with them outside secure channels raised suspicions among the intelligence agencies. His interim top-secret security clearance was downgraded and ultimately denied. The rejection meant Kushner could not have access to sensitive intelligence, impeding his ability to work. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly wanted Kushner's security clearance handled by the book, but the president personally ordered that Kushner be granted the highest security clearance. This gave him access to top-secret intelligence classified as Sensitive Compartmented Information, SCI, and fed a constant tension between Kushner and Kelly. Kelly was rankled by the offline style Kushner had adopted in general that allowed him to dip in and out of presidential business at will. It undermined the chief of staff's attempts to channel the workflow of Trump's chaotic Oval Office through him. Kushner and Kelly both maneuvered to be first among equals with Trump. "Kelly was killing me in a million ways," Kushner said. To Kushner's relief, his rival finally left in early 2019. His departure cleared the way for both Trump and Kushner to turn to what was foremost in both their minds: re-election. The vote was nearly 2 years off, but the campaigning was permanent. There are basically three things that need to happen to really give you a super strong chance at winning re-election, Kushner told the president. Number one, build the wall and get the immigration numbers down. That's a promise that's not being kept. Trump's border wall between the U.S. and Mexico had been the signature campaign issue of 2016. Number two, get the Mexico-Canada deal done, because that is 34% of our exports and a huge amount of our trading volume that we can get certainty on. Number three, if we can get a deal with China, that's like a cherry on top, and it will also give a huge amount of rocket fuel to the economy. Kushner was also working on criminal justice reform, which was personally important to him. His father had been convicted of illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, and witness tampering, and spent 14 months in prison. Kushner brought in Republican Senators Mike Lee, Tim Scott, and Chuck Grassley to meet with Trump. The senators were arguing in favor of relaxing and reducing mandatory minimum drug sentencing and disparities between sentences handed down for crack and powder cocaine offenses. Kushner wanted to try to get Trump on board with the sentencing reform provisions. They made their pitch. "Okay," Trump said, "I like it. This makes sense. Let's do it." Kushner walked out with Mike Lee, who seemed surprised and delighted. So he said yes. "No, no, no, no," said Kushner. "That's a soft yes." "What do you mean?" Lee asked. "Well," Kushner said, "now I have to bring in the people who totally disagree with this and who are going to tell him this is a bad idea. He's going to side with them. And then we're going to have a debate on both of them." Kushner said he had developed this conclusion about Trump's famously frequent reversals and changes of mind. "With the president, there's 100 different shades of gray. And if people try to get a quick answer out of him, it's easy. You can get him to decide in your favor by limiting his information. But you better be sure as hell that people with competing views aren't going to find their way to him. And when that happens, he's going to undo his decision." This was an asset, as Kushner saw it. He almost uses his ability to read people and keep people off balance as his best filter to determine when somebody is trying to pull something on him. He knows that he's kind of the final funnel before a decision. He's very good at kind of knowing when somebody is bullshitting him. In 2018, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan had a simple question: how do we get the president not to change his mind again? "Guys," Kushner said to the Republican leaders, shifting blame away from Trump, "it's not that he changes his mind. It's that he wasn't staffed correctly. People weren't giving him all the facts, and so he found out different facts. So you can't try to trick him into making a decision and then expect that he'll hold to that decision." Kushner believed Trump's mindset from his years in real estate was, you make a deal. There's still a lot of details to work out, so you could always change your mind if the details don't fall into place. His solution? Make sure that the president has all the information on the front end so that he doesn't change his mind later. Where others saw fickleness or even lies, Kushner saw Trump's constant shifting inconsistency as a challenge to be met with an ever-adapting form of managing up. Incomplete information, inadequate staffing, the appearance of impulsive decision-making was all someone else's fault, according to Kushner. John Kelly had a less flattering assessment. Crazy town, Kelly said.